We read in the Megillah that Haman offered the king 10,000 kikar kesef, 10,000 talents of silver, in exchange for the right to exterminate the Jewish people. The amount of talents of silver, says Tosfos in Megillah Adaf Tezayin, was equal to exactly 1/2 shekel per Jewish person. And when we read the story in the Megillah, we believe that the simple analysis is that Haman was trying to tell the king, Achashverosh, that if he would exterminate the Jews, there would be no financial loss, because whatever money they would contribute in terms of the GNP, in terms of taxes, all of that would be compensated by the 10,000 talents of silver. Interesting that Tosfos tells us that 10,000 talents of silver was equal to exactly 1/2 shekel of silver for every Jew that was alive at that time. Chazal tell us that, in fact, the mitzvah of machzis ha-shekel that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Ki Tisa, in fact, that was a mitzvah that Hashem gave anticipating what would take place with Haman and Achashverosh in the future. And that by the Jew giving the machzis ha-shekel as a mitzvah, that would be a zechus, that would be a merit, and that would preempt whatever Haman would do by contributing his 1/2 shekel per Jew for their extermination. And the zechus that the Jews have in giving the annual 1/2 shekel, that is what protected them from the evil designs of Haman. In fact, Chazal tell us that Achashverosh had other considerations, and he was a little bit reluctant to allow the Jews to be exterminated, or at least the attempt to exterminate them, because he was afraid of the God of the Jewish people. He was afraid of the prayers of the Jewish people. But for each one of the objections that Achashverosh had, Haman had a proper refutation. One of his refutations was, Yeshno am echad u'mifozah.